Muhammad Alam, owner of the 99 Cents Plus convenience store on North Zarzamora, sweeps up glass as he explains how his store has been vandalized for the fourth time.
We are not getting help from the city. It's not fair.
He was also held up.
They put the gun on my the head, and I called the SCPD, and I think a couple of months later they get that guys.
The Prospect Hill Neighborhood Association held a meeting this month to discuss crime in the area, located west of downtown and east of Our Lady of the Lake University. Association leader Jason Mata at Alam say police officers patrolling the neighborhood are doing their best to prevent crimes from theft to murder. However,
I commend the police department, and the police and other law enforcement agencies. I think they're doing a great job, but I feel it's like the school systems. They're just understaffed.
The building contractor once ran a neighborhood boxing gym to steer kids away from gangs, but someone burned it down. Mata believes one major way to combat crime would be a police storefront on the lower end of North Zarzamora, a sort of mini substation where police officers are permanently staffed. Mata says skeptics don't believe neighborhood opinions about the crime. He points to recent news coverage.
I can tell you that from the time that we asked for that storefront back in 2017 up to about 6 months ago, we did a little study of our own. We kind of just, and we went straight to the media sources, right? We went straight to online, and we checked out any kind of news stories for this corridor in Zarzamora. There was about 15 incidents of people getting killed or majorly injured.
District 5 City Councilwoman and Prospect Hills resident Shirley Gonzalez says studies show police officers patrolling the streets is more effective than storefront operation. The Neighborhood Association also wants video surveillance in the worst crime areas. Gonzalez says cameras are already part of new LED lighting installed by CPS Energy and are used to catch illegal dumping and could be deployed to fight other crimes.
We absolutely can deploy that really at any time. Of course, even the capabilities are limiting in that, you have to be able to see them on the camera. The visual space is limited, but it is something that we can use.
Her office reports new officers have been added to the area, but she believes more are needed. Gonzalez says she also worked with police to establish a crime strike force to battle gangs. She says crimes in the neighborhood often go unreported because some residents fear criminals or police, which hampers crime-fighting efforts.
So that's really important that we keep reminding people to call when they see them, to call 911, to call the non-emergency number, so that they have data and information, because that's also how resources are implemented, is by calls for service.
More calls help police to figure out exactly where the trouble is coming from and who is causing the trouble. Gonzalez hopes residents remember that. Gonzalez says her district is the poorest and most densely populated council district in the city. Mata says the Prospect Hill Association has talked with city leaders and police in the past, but feels no lasting progress has been made.
Talking is great, but we're tired of talking. I'm tired of having meetings, and we need some action out here.
Despite the crime, residents and business owners say they are standing up to criminals and refuse to run away. Back at the 99 Cent Plus convenience store, Muhammad Alam continues sweeping. He is already looking towards the future and told us he plans to turn the former convenience store into a shop for henna tattoos. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.